This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Diaguit, it's Father Phelim here from ISAG, Irish Sagart Against Gaira. We get a grant for putting the Cúpla Focail in our name. Sure, who could blame us? By the way, it stands for Irish Priests Against Laughter, in case you don't understand it, you dirty West Brit. Do you know, I often get people saying to me, Father Phelim, would ISAG not be better disguising the fact that you're against people having the crack, rather than putting it in your name? To that I say, our Lord wouldn't want me to tell a lie, so I'll come straight out and say it. Forget about closing Cork Airport for runway improvements during a few weeks in September. We in ISAG want it closed 52 weeks of the year. There's no other way to stop Cork people having a wild holiday out of foreign, or poisoned immigrants coming home for Christmas telling us about their shenanigans over in Sydney. Do you think people will support our demands? Father Phelim, Milton.
My neighbour Pat is always trying to get me to sign up to causes. We call him Patition. I said, would you be in favour of closing Cork Airport? He said, not a chance. I said, why? He said, because I'm campaigning to deport all the people who are against foreign travel. I said, where do I sign?
It's getting competitive on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who bought a $3,000 Prada case for our vaccine passports. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said she read on Facebook that you'll need to supply a photo for your vaccine passport and that Stephen Killjoy Donnelly won't let it be a selfie of you living your best pre-lockdown life in Ibiza. Kira underscore VP in Leading Multinational said she heard that rumour as well and decided to tie the four top stylists in Cork into an exclusive contract so none of the other biatches can get a look in. She actually said that. I said we should show some class at a time like this now by going sans makeup. Emer underscore private spinning coach responded with a gif of a monkey laughing his arse off before posting a photo of Nicola Collins' eye makeup with the Golden Globes captioned, me and my next passport photo. Clara underscore strong and gorgeous replied, I think Jenny has gone a bit hippie. And didn't they vote to ban me from the group for 3 weeks? Do you know any other gang of high net worth stunners that would have me in their WhatsApp group? Jenny, Douglas Road. Oh, no Norrie's now, okay?
I rang the posh cousin there to tell her your problem. I said, does this sound like a first world problem to you? She said, more second world, really. She only lives on the Douglas Road.
Hello, Old Stock. Bunty Harrington rang this morning and said, Reggie, I've had enough of this lockdown. I'm going to join the protest march in town on Saturday. I said, Bunty, they'll fire you out of the cannon in the yacht club for hanging around with that riffraff. He said, sure, I'll be unrecognisable in my mask. I said, you're as thick as the man from Calumny, Bunty. That sure won't wear a mask. Actually, Bunty only got 4% in past maths in the intercert, and that was after his old man brown enveloped $20,000 to a guy in the Department of Education. Anyway, himself and myself agreed it's ridiculous that a beautifully spoken millionaire can't exercise his right to protest in case people think he's in bed with the far left. So, I'm organising a Release the Super Rich from Lockdown march on the Blackrock Road, Saturday, 3 p.m. All welcome, as long as you have a McWilliams sailing bag and over $100,000 in your current account. Proof required. Would you spread the word, please, Audrey? Reggie, Blackrock Road?
I rang the posh cousin there and said, what does the officer class in Cork society feel about lockdown? She said, we're all in the same boat. I said, oh, so there's a sense of social solidarity. She said, no. Anyone who mashes in Cork is in a luxury cruise liner moored off the coast of Sardinia.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballydesmond. My ex-boyfriend from the Kerry side of the border sent me a lurid photo last night out of the blue. It was a picture of the Sam Maguire trophy, a sly Kerry reference to the way he used to make an All-Ireland winning captain speech and us in the throes of passion. It was hard to keep focused when your man would pretend to tap a microphone and shout, a horde gael, and I'd be there, shut up you idiot of the name. Neighbours will hear you. Anyway, back to WhatsApp. Didn't he suggest we reignite our love life online like? I said, cop on your gowl. I need to be touched. He said, Yera, can't you look after yourself? I said, what do you think I'm doing half the night? I don't need your help on that front. Was I a bit harsh on him, tell me? Rosaline, Ballydesmond.
My ex from UCC hit me up on WhatsApp last week. I said, what do you want now? He said, a Zoom call, Audrey. I'd love to touch base. I said, is that what you're calling it these days? He called it Roy Keane back in college.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.